said it many times, and I'll say it again. America can never, never be trusted. It never negotiates. It demands. It wants everything its own way. It wants all other countries bending to its will. The ones who want their sovereignty respected and preserved, they go on America's target list for regime change. All sovereign, independent countries. Well, we've seen America breach treaties and Security Council resolutions and other international laws time and again repeatedly by Republicans and what I call undemocratic Dems. There's nothing democratic about the party that calls itself democratic. It's supremely undemocratic. But America is undemocratic, and it's been this way from inception. But it seems over the decades and generations, the nation continues getting worse. And I've said one thing a number of times. Each succeeding U.S. regime, as I call them, seems to be worse than the preceding ones. Trump, the worst of all. But Obama was the worst of all when he was around, except for one good thing. And that was the JCPOA. And, of course, we know what happened with that under Trump. But Obama was worse than Bush Cheney. Bush Cheney was worse than the Clinton co-presidency, which is what it was, and so on and so forth. Maybe one or two U.S. presidents in its entire history was redeeming in any way at all. Jack Kennedy, my favorite. And we know what happened to him because some of the things that he wanted to do, which were the right things. But again, America can never be trusted. It pulls out of all agreements. It's targeting all sovereign independent countries for regime change. My goodness, going strongly against Iran, the hostility of the Trump people, the Trump hardliners, as I call them, against Iran is really menacing. I have no idea what these people might end up doing, but they absolutely want the government replaced by pro-Western rule. But the same goes for other countries, Venezuela, Russia, China, war raging in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. This goes on and on and on. Where this will end, I have no idea. But unless cooler heads manage to figure out a way to stop this stuff, we could end up doing something absolutely unthinkable. What I have said a number of times, waging nuclear war against a nation, maybe more than one nation, by accident or design. That's the way things are heading. And if that happens, we're all doomed. It's a very serious situation. And Western media, especially U.S. media, say absolutely nothing about this. And I think most Americans are simply oblivious to the huge threat they face.